This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Yo, we need to do something crazy.
Something crazy, you know.
Something crazy.
He means doing something crazy.
What did you have in mind?
I'm listening to a dumb nonsense radio show.
Oh, that radio show.
And here they are today.
Dumb nonsense is right. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday.
Good morning, dumb nonsense. I'm here for that.
We can bring that in with droves.
Yes, we have an abundance of dumb nonsense.
How's it going, Coriel?
You know, a little better today. I feel it's just weird.
Right.
I feel like it's migrated from my sinuses primarily and just the headache and fatigue to like my body just kind of is tired from feeling like poopy. So
I have a suggestion for you.
Tequila.
Well, yeah, no, that's good.
Breakfast pizza Fireball's from Casey's.
Great. No, breakfast pizza from Casey's.
A vacation.
That's always good, though. No. That's pretty good, too. I felt kind of similar to you to the point where, not last night, but the night before, Sunday night, I woke up the night, like, very early Monday morning, could not breathe in my nose.
Right.
You go out, but I cannot.
I'm a mouth breather throughout all of the winter months, typically.
Basically. And so I was like, God, there's no way I can do a workout today. 45
so
minutes of kickboxing. I went and did it.
Okay.
I got hopped up on the ibuprofen and nasal spray.
You have allergies.
Yeah. Mine's totally allergy.
I think
sweating out something is the way to do it, because I felt phenomenal after kickboxing.
Really?
I felt like dog crap during it.
Yeah.
But then I got to the end of it like, hey, my sinuses are cleared up. I feel 100% better.
I went and like busybodied around the house and cleaned up a few things that I'd been meaning to do because I hadn't felt the best. So I kind of just got up, shook the dust off me, and buckled down and got some things done. And it did feel pretty good for a while.
Yeah, and then you
kind of opened my things up, and then I crashed.
Yeah, I think the movement, getting around and moving.
I'm on the up and up. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are, Husker Nick said yesterday, people kind of forget that there are still things other than coronavirus going around. So
the flu.
Don't be alarmed.
Pneumonia. There's other things that happen on a reg.
Yeah,
that you just have to kind of deal with.
I just gotta do the big girl thing and finally go see an ENT. I've been referred to one for a while now.
Oh, you are gonna finally go, huh?
Yeah, good. I think that just seems to be where everything's pointing. I get chronic sinus stuff all the time, and I have allergies. Now I think, come to think of it, I think I am allergic to, like, dust. Because we just have a thin layer of dust always at the house. I don't get it. Where does it come from?
Like you're constantly cleaning and you still got all the dust.
It's so weird. It's the weirdest thing. You think we lived in like an antique shop. I don't get it. But anywho.
You have to have Jackson go walking around wearing just like an apron and a feather duster.
You know
and clean
what?
Things up for you.
You are on to something.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
All I can picture is SpongeBob SquarePants and his little like...
The hat.
His like
and
French
everything.
Maid outfit.
Yep. Jackson in a French maid outfit. There you go.
Oh, with his tattoos.
That would be. Would it be adorable?
I don't know.
Would it be creepy?
That would look like a low budget film, probably.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to get more of the ridiculousness coming up. We'll have a little bit of date 'em or dump 'em. We're going to need your help for Amber, figuring out why Noah's ghosting her. We've got some. Interesting conversations about ratting people out. A lot more on the show.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
I'll give you a choice. Which one do you want to go 1, 2, and 3 with?
So you want me to...
You're going to choose which order you'd like these stories to go in.
Okay, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. Go 3, 2, 1.
Well... Okay, I was going to give you the
what?
Like, just like a little headline of each of the stories.
Okay, okay, okay.
I see what you're saying. There's the guy calling 911 on himself. There's a theft of Mentos. And there's a lecture to a mom.
Let's do theft of Mentos first.
Theft of Mentos first. So remember the Mentos commercial from the 90s when someone would pop one in their mouth and do something clever?
Kind of, yes.
That doesn't work in real life.
Okay.
19-year-old Antoinette Frelaine was at a gas station near Allentown, Pennsylvania this month when she walked behind the counter and took 2 packs of cigarettes. When an employee tried to stop her, she pushed them out of the way, grabbed 4 rolls of Mentos, and walked out.
What? Why?
She didn't have a getaway car, so after stealing the Mentos, she left the parking lot and decided to steal an ambulance that was parked around the corner.
Was she hoping the Mentos would give her
like superpowers or something?
The ability to summon up transportation?
The hard part about driving an ambulance is she didn't know how to operate it. And I guess the Mentos didn't help with that.
Oh, what an idiot.
So she was still inside the ambulance when police got there to arrest her. She's like, I can't figure this out. I give up.
You know, well, I suppose kudos to her to give it the old college go, I suppose.
Which is just ridiculous.
Oh, I'm so glad she didn't take off in that thing. That sucked.
Right. Then
second one, do the mom lecture one.
Mom lecture? Okay. Gotta love a thief with morale principles, no matter how hypocritical it is.
Moral principles?
Moral, thank you. Yeah, exactly. On Saturday, a guy stole a car from a grocery store parking lot in Beaverton, Oregon, when he saw it unlocked out front with the engine running.
Okay.
You know, don't do that. Yeah. But people do that every once in a while.
I mean, you can remote start it and it's locked.
Right, that's true.
But if it's unlocked.
Unlocked. Mm, he popped in and drove off and then realized there was a four-year-old kid in the back seat.
Oh, no.
So the thief flipped a U-turn and headed back to the parking lot to lecture the woman he'd stolen the car from about how irresponsible it was to leave her kid unattended in a car like that.
Oh my goodness, what?
Then he made her take her kid out of the car and then he drove off.
Oh my God, that's
and still
so
stole
funny.
The car.
Oh, what?
The cops are still trying to track down the thief and the car.
Hey, I don't know whether I should be mad at that guy or not.
Right? Right.
Oh, that's funny. That's weird.
As for the mom, she won't be facing any charges for leaving the kid in the car. The cop said it wasn't a crime since she could see and hear her kid, but she probably shouldn't have left the car running.
Weird. Okay.
A four-year-old. Yeah, you're going to leave a car running.
4 years old? No, probably not.
Okay. And finally, in Stupid Criminals, we go to the 911 call. It's probably not a good idea to call the cops to report a crime when you're in the middle of committing a different crime.
Oh, no. This reminds me of a story about my cousins. Keep going.
Okay. A guy named Elliot Scott, he's 22 from Chicago, and last week he stole a truck from a towing company. But while driving away, he called 911 to report a crime. The person he stole the truck from pulled a gun on him. The cops already had the GPS coordinates of the truck.
So he called to complain that he got gun.
Yeah, some guy pulled a gun on me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the guy who pulled a gun on you is the one you're stealing the car from. The cops had the GPS coordinates of the truck. They showed up shortly after the call and arrested Elliot for possession of stolen motor vehicle theft and driving on a suspended or revoked license.
That's like the stories of people who call because someone broke in and stole their, like, felonious drugs.
Yeah.
It's
someone took my prescription
maybe
drugs.
Maybe don't.
Meth isn't a prescription drug, but good try.
So, oh, man. I like the story. I think the best one is the carjacker who turned around, dropped off the kid, scolded the mom.
And still stole the car.
And then still stole the car.
And has yet to be caught.
Hey, you know what? That's, if you're going to do it that way, I'd rather you do it. I think you should do it that way.
Yeah, for certain.
If you're going to do it. Coming up. But, like, don't do it.
Right.
Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
But also, return children.
Always return the kids. As far as you know, the guy who, like, the truck owner that pulled the gun, he hasn't been arrested. The judge released the Elliot who stole the truck.
You mean the idiot?
Yeah. he did not use a weapon during this matter. He called the police and apparently on himself. So we're going to let him go.
Yeah.
And give him a slap on the wrist.
Wow, what an idiot.
Right. When I
wake up, ooh, wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Garth Brooks will perform Wednesday at the inauguration. Reba's boyfriend is just too sweet. And speaking of Reba, Carly Pierce wishes to join the ranks of her and Dolly someday. Lots more.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Garth Brooks will perform as part of the swearing-in ceremonies for Joe Biden's inauguration tomorrow. He announced it yesterday during a press conference.
This is kind of how I get to serve this country. Our father served as a United States Marine in the Korean War. I had brothers that served in the Air Force and the Army. This is my chance to get to serve.
Very cool for him.
Yeah, he also kind of joked that he, quote, might be the only Republican at this place. Huh. He played for every president there is since Carter, with the exception of Reagan. He thinks it's an honor as long as his family's around. He says no matter who the president-elect is, it will be an honor to be asked.
Right.
And he's so far performed at them. The difference is, though, Garth performed the Barack Obama 2008 swearing-in, but unfortunately wasn't able to make Trump's inauguration because he was in the middle of a worldwide tour.
Oh, that's right.
So just to, like, throw that in there so people, you know, aren't like, well, you weren't at Trump's, you know. It's like, well, I was in the middle of a worldwide tour. Otherwise, it was still an honor to have been asked, and he would have done it.
And, and a Republican, he probably would have been there, no problem.
Yeah, with bells on. But hey, so anyway, so tomorrow added to that list of the who, what, when, where, why is of the inauguration.
Big group of people.
Yeah. Reba McEntire and her actor boyfriend Rex Lynn are still just hanging out, just chilling, honestly. She posted a picture, or he actually did. He posted the picture of them just sitting in chairs outdoors, taking in the scenery. She's got her back to him, and the caption says, two beautiful redheads down by the creek today, because in the distance was a cardinal in a tree.
Aww.
So it just, I had to throw it
They're
in there.
They're adorable.
It's so dang cute. Like, Reba, get it, girl.
I mean, like, this guy, the two of them are great together, and he's the CSI guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
CSI Miami.
Isn't he a redhead, too?
Yeah.
So
there's not a whole lot of hair left.
It's three redheads. Well,
his mustache is red.
There you go. Now, Morgan Wallen, we know he is pretty outspoken, known to be the rowdy country music star of 2021, and kind of lives his life almost in the way that Eric Church did. There's a little bit of similarities there. And if that's something that you've noticed, well, it's not by mistake. Morgan Wallen loves Eric Church. He has said this a trillion times. Eric Church was one of the original stars that got him into country music in the first place. Morgan told Billboard magazine, quote, his realness, raw emotion, and authenticity drew me in. And he'd really just been living more of the country music lifestyle more than he was, like, listening to it truly.
Right.
Before getting into Eric Church's material. And it's cool because it's reciprocated. Eric Church has a lot of praise for Morgan Wallen himself. He says, quote, he's real damn good and he's authentic. That's the key.
And they actually got to work together on the song Quitting Time.
And they did work together, yep.
Which is the final song on the double album, which is amazing.
I can only imagine there was a moment where Morgan Wallen had to fangirl, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, Carly Pearce, speaking of Reba McEntire, hopes one day to have a career like Dolly and Reba. Both have successfully hosted award shows, and that's something Carly would love to try to do one day as well. She recently did host a night at the Opry, and it's definitely given her the hosting bug.
I mean, I look at the two ladies to me that are just really showing me what I want to do as far as being someone in the industry is Dolly and Reba, and they do it best. I would love to start to kind of tap into that. I didn't throw up, pass out, or die on stage at the Opry, so I feel like that was a good just starter for me.
Yeah, you're good.
I think she would make a wonderful addition to any award show.
For
she's sure. She's well on her way to making waves in the industry anyways, and she obviously, you can tell she's got a sense of humor and she's funny. So
yeah, for sure.
I bet she'll be like one of the, like, the rising award show hosts.
Yeah, she can do it just like Carrie Underwood or anybody else.
Yeah, with the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix 86.9.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Time to talk about some good things in the world. And if you've got one, always let us know. Facebook or Twitter, just direct message us on KX969. We'll add it to our list of good that's going on. Coriel, you get to go first.
Thanks. Well, this is a pretty cool story. There's a janitor at a hospital in Salt Lake City who cleans COVID rooms and normally takes the bus to work. But this person, unfortunately, was going to have to maybe not make the shift on New Year's Day because the bus wasn't running. But instead of calling in sick or with the excuse, because obviously great excuse.
Right.
He rode his bike 37 miles.
37 miles?
37 miles.
Wow.
To get there and help. So now his coworkers are raising money on GoFundMe.com to buy him a car. Which I think is really incredible of the coworkers and of him, too. I mean, who knows? Maybe he just didn't want to spend New Year's Day by himself either, right. You know? There could be a lot of underlying reasons, but or we could just think it's a good thing and it's actually done altruistically and he just wanted to help and
get to work.
Tough times.
Yeah.
And obviously with Husker Nick out, I got one for him, too, because I know this is
Let's get that one.
This is one that he wanted to do. So
okay.
this is actually pretty classy. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson, he got knocked out of their playoff game against the Bills on Saturday with a concussion. So, like, quite literally knocked out. I didn't mean to laugh. Sorry. That was just like, like, oh, my God.
I'm glad the Ravens lost because they beat my Titans, but right. I don't wish any ill will.
It's so extreme. It's like, oh, my God.
Right.
So, yeah, rightfully so. But the Bills ended up winning the game. Obviously, if you're a Ravens fan, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But the Bills fans started donating to Lamar's favorite charity. The group is called Blessings in a Backpack. It makes sure kids have enough food at home. And in just 36 hours, over 13,000 Bills fans chipped in and donated more than $360,000.
Wow.
And honestly, I've heard some pretty cool stuff about the Bills. What do they call it?
Bills Mafia?
Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's good.
They're a good thing, JP.
My good thing, actually, is also bike related.
Okay.
And it starts out as a bad thing. When Robbie Pruitt got his bike stolen. Now, Robbie is also a pastor in Leesburg, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
And he was mad. Soon enough, his emotions took a turn, and after letting go of his anger and frustration, he found himself on the road to compassion instead. His first priority was to replace his ride, because that's how he gets to and from around in Leesburg, Virginia. And he found that there were slim pickings because, you know, it's COVID, and bikes are like really kind of become a thing people were doing again.
Yeah. Definitely.
So he thought his mind then switches to, wow, what if the guy or girl who took my bike did so because they truly needed transportation to get to work.
Like more than he did.
Right. And so he put a call out for unwanted bikes on Facebook that he would repair for free and then donate to folks who could truly use them but didn't have the budget to buy a bike outright. And he's been an avid biker for years. The initial influx was 500 questions from people asking for his help. He got within like a day, the post went live, and he wound up with 30 used bicycles.
Oh, my gosh.
By the end of this past year, he refurbished more than 140 for donation or to be returned to their owners at about a 60 to 40% ratio.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
He has done turned those lemons into lemonade and did something big for people. We have a great program here in Lincoln with Mad Dads and Reverend Don Coleman creating the bike program.
Oh, that's...
So the fact that
some
he
busy
took
work,
that,
too. My goodness. Yeah. That's like a whole side job. That's like a full-time job on top of everything.
So congrats and kudos goes out to Pastor Pruitt for doing what he did in Leesburg, Virginia. That's definitely a good thing.
Come on, man. Hey. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
If he ever had an enemy in his life, it was Carol Baskin.
Carol is the Mother Teresa of cats.
We will end the private possession of these cats.
This is my way of living, and nobody's going to tell me any other way.
Ah, Joe Exotic. He was the hit of 2020.
A wonderful soundbite, by the way.
For everybody who paid attention to these Joe Exotic Tiger King documentary, that was one of the big highlights of 2020.
That was what began the getting through the pandemic mood.
Right.
When everyone was like, it's okay, at least we've got this crazy Tiger King documentary.
Carol Baskin's and her
remember
Baskin
Remember at that time, we
and...
thought like, oh... figure it out.
Right.
Give it a month or so.
It'll be fine.
No. Here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
And Joe Exotic still in the news.
Oh, yeah. He's trending again.
Yeah. He's trending again because he's still in jail and hoping that he'll be one of the people that President Trump pardons. Isn't that today?
Today is the day. Yeah.
For the pardons.
And I honestly, this is just regurgitating a headline and I can't remember where I saw it. So who knows? I just want to say, I don't know if this is totally factual, but it did say that Trump was at least wanting to pardon up to like 100 white collar criminals, including some like rappers and things.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne
is on the list.
Is he really?
Yeah. I did see that in the
that's cool.
The Twitter feed.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. So I don't know that
Joe Exotic
is going to be on the list, but all the memes, it's kind of funny. People are sharing memes of people just kind of waiting around patiently, but looking defeated on their face. And then the tweet will say something like, Joe Exotic right now in prison, wondering if he'll ever get pardoned, you know? But since we're talking about Joe Exotic.
Yes.
We've got to talk about... zoos
Pablo's
of
hippos.
Sorts.
Yeah.
Pablo's hippos.
Pablo's pose. So apparently, Pablo Escobar, the famous
Colombian drug lord,
yes, has his own collection. He had a collection of hippos.
He had like a personal zoo.
Yeah,
on his like Colombian marshland.
And when he was taken out, and the Colombian government took control of his extravagant estates, they took on his personal zoo. But most of the animals were shipped away, but four hippos were left to fend for themselves in a pond.
Which, I mean, I'm assuming it's just because, I mean,
they couldn't get them out.
That's a full-blown hippo. I mean, how hippos do you extract huge. A hippo?
Right, they're a massive animal.
So, I mean, I get it, but also, like, that's crummy.
And as we learned in the movie Jumanji.
What just happened to you?
I got eaten by a rhino, and then I fell not like a thousand feet from the sky.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
That was a hippo. They're omnivorous. They're as fast as a horse over short distances, and they had a bite force of 8,100 newtons. How do I know this?
They're fast.
They
and a big old bite
are dangerous.
So that's why you can't kind of gather the hippos real easy.
No, you can't. But because they were left behind, there are now dozens of them living in the wild there, where they are not supposed to be. Like
right.
They're not supposed to be there. And although nobody knows the exact number of how many there are, estimates put the total number between 80 and 100, aka dozens. But so that actually makes them like one of the largest invasive species on the planet.
Yeah, for certain. And then like scientists are saying like by 2040, they could have almost 1,500 hippos down there.
Oh, no.
That's a lot of hippos.
Well, okay. So I'm sorry, but... Of course, there's these like manic hippos running rampant. It
of course
Pablo Escobar's former like cartel land. So you can only assume that maybe there's traces of the peyote.
Oh,
in the marshland. Maybe they're bionic.
Maybe
they might be.
That's
bionic
why they'll
hippos.
Never go away. You can't get rid of the hippo.
But they're actually becoming quite a problem.
Yeah.
In that area, Escobar's once very very frightening marshland, because of his own reign, is now basically just like a nightmare in and of itself because of his peyote hippos.
That is.
There
so
are places that
ridiculous.
Are actually overrun. By animals that are pretty weird, like Christmas Island in Australia,
yeah.
With the crabs.
Oh yeah!
Every year on Christmas Island, 50 million crabs trek from the forest to the coast to breed.
And that's just the people there on spring break.
Yes, I hate it. I hate that. I like it. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Sheep in New Zealand. The latest statistics show there are 6 sheep per person living in
wow.
New Zealand, which let me put that in perspective for you, because I looked this up. It was updated October 30th of this last year, 2020, from beef2live.com. South Dakota has 4 times more cattle as they do people, but the ratio is like 4. And Nebraska is directly behind that at number 2 with about 3.29 for the ratio. So like having 6 sheep per person in New Zealand, and thinking that we have this much cattle,
right?
But doubling that is insane.
The animals are taking back the
world. They're literally taking it back. They're taking over. So like the squirrels that were beating people up in New York. This is what we need for 2021, right?
Right. Yeah. All the animals.
The animals just finally take us out.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's happening.
Just let it happen.
Here's what's next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
I did see a story from the New York Times with a squirrel wielding a knife.
What?
We may have to revisit that later.
Okay. Yeah.
Coming up, your chance to get in for the 10K Workday. That's next.
Get up, y'all.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Some breaking news as it was brought to my attention. We were talking about Joe Exotic waiting to hear about potentially being pardoned.
Okay.
By President Trump. One of the pardons that he's going to make today is like one of the last things he could do as president.
Right.
And Joe, it was actually sent to us by Travis. Joe Exotic's legal team is so confident the Tiger King will get pardoned from President Trump, they have a limo parked near the prison. This according
for when
to
he like allegedly gets pardoned.
Out. Yeah,
they are that sure.
There's an article from the New York Post that Joe Exotic's legal team and also Hair and Makeup. are sitting in a limo right now waiting for Joe.
I'm going to be honest. He's going to need a lot more than hair and makeup.
Right.
Coming straight out of where he's from to be TV ready.
He's currently in prison for serving 22 years for trying to hire a hitman to kill Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
So there apparently says that they're confident enough. We've already had a limousine parked about a half a mile from the prison. We're ready to go into action mode, according to the New York Post.
This just goes to show if you build it, they will come. Or if you fake it, you can maybe make
right.
it.
Right. So
if you have all this stuff at the ready, I mean, who knows? Maybe the rumor will be started that you're getting pardoned and they'll think, oh, that's right.
Believe it into
we might have forgot about Joe.
Reality. Believe it into reality.
You know? Yeah.
And then question for you. Do you think jails worry about how they're doing on Yelp?
I can almost guarantee you that jails do not care about how they're doing on Yelp.
Okay. Well, there was a woman who was arrested and spent several days in a jail in Vancouver Island, British Columbia last week. We don't know why she was arrested for what she was arrested for and exactly how many days she was there, but we know she didn't mind it.
Okay, why?
Because the lady sent a homemade thank you card to the jail.
What?
It says, I was, quote, I was nervous about staying with you guys during my trip, but I wanted to let you know that I appreciated how helpful and kind everyone was. Especially the four jailers who do a tough job and are often underappreciated.
Oh.
At the end of the card, she wrote, quote, 4.5 stars.
With a... this is cute, actually. This card in and of itself is amazing. Did you read the front?
It's adorable, yeah.
It's a card with like paper airplanes drawn on the front with like a little luggage case at the bottom. It says, if for some reason our airplane was experiencing problems, I would help you with your oxygen mask before adjusting mine. And when you open it up in the middle, it says, and that's against sky code. Yeah. And that's the card that she wrote this on.
A spokesperson for the jail says they were, quote, very impressed and happy with their review.
Somebody's looking for some brownie points.
Right?
But I think that is a really cool thing. I mean, when you think of that situation, you know, that's never a cool situation to be in where you have to be the bad guy. Well, you have to be the bad guy for the bad guys. But, you know, sometimes people end up there because of dumb mistakes or
have you ever been in jail, Coriel?
You know, one time when I was really young... I was very young, it was Carney Cruise night.
Ah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I
get that.
I was partaking.
And look at you now.
Yeah, and some...
You're an example, a model for things. The younger citizens in the world.
I know, but I can guarantee you they do not find it as funny or as fun as you do if you discover that wadding up toilet paper and getting it wet and throwing it on the ceiling will stick. And you can make races out of that. They don't find that funny. In fact, they might just tack on another day for your sentence. So
yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Next, go. Yes, with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
Hey, I was 17.
Nah, it happens.
You know, you get bored.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Coming.
Look at me. Look at my life. Look at my choices.
Look at you now.
Thriving. Look at me now. There's one of the good ones. A possibility.
Yeah. Coming up, we're going to help Amber figure out what did wrong on her date with Denver Dumbleman. You can play along too.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Amber wants to get together with a guy she met at a party. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
So, hello. Break it down for us. you guys met at a party?
Yes. So, okay. Met at a party, actually. I mean, don't judge us. It was a super small birthday party.
Well, we aren't.
There was a huge house. We were all spread out. So, yes.
But okay.
We meet at a party.
And you all had hazmat suits on. We get it.
But yeah, I mean, we just started talking and just sort of hit it off.
Okay.
Both of us recently got out of long-term relationships. So that kind of, we connected on that. And then the next day, he texted me and we chatted back and forth. And he asked me out for drinks to get to know each other a little bit better. And we had a really good time. I mean, we just sat, talked, drank, laughed, flirted. I mean, it was super exciting. I cannot think of anything that went wrong.
Okay.
So you haven't heard from him much or what?
Yeah, so after that, I mean, we ordered DoorDash, we went back to his place, we ate, enjoyed a bottle of wine.
Solid choice.
There was some snuggling, even kissed, but that was it. Because I don't sleep with guys on the first date.
Okay, okay.
So, said goodbye. We had a great time. And to call me. And, like, nothing. He still hasn't called me. He hasn't even texted me, for that matter. Like, everything, I don't understand. Like, I thought everything was super sweet and romantic. And I am not sure what's going on. He didn't seem like a get-in-my-pants type of date. I don't think that would have turned him off.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
When you guys were snuggling, you didn't have really cold feet and put them on his legs. And he's like, man, I can't have an entire lifetime of this.
That is a
done
form
already.
Of, like, punishment.
Yeah. You have to get used to that.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, I've racked my brain.
Huh. Well, you said you had a bottle of wine. I mean, we always go back to this whole thing, but it's like, did you get a little...
True serum?
I don't know, yeah. Or did he get a little, like, turned up and you're like, okay, and he got embarrassed maybe? Or
ooh,
I don't know.
That's possible.
I mean, we got a little bit tipsy, but I didn't think either of us got, like, sloshed.
Okay.
Right. Interesting. And it was at his place, not your place. So it's nothing
correct.
To scare him away from your place.
No. Okay.
You didn't steal anything from him, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you get sticky fingers? Sometimes people get a little bit of...
a five-finger discount.
They get a little zhuzh in
like, rob the guy?
Stuff.
Did you didn't take something from his house, did you?
Did you rob him? I don't think she would have... She's not going to call a radio station and say she robbed somebody.
I you guys.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Actually, yeah.
That's a factual
statement. How many times are like, well... I didn't realize, but I punched him square in the nose. And it didn't occur to me that that's why he didn't want to go on another date.
That was a great impression, too.
We can figure this out for you.
Right,
we'll try to connect dots.
Yeah, Amber, we'll give Noah a call and see if he'll talk with us about things. And if we can sort things out for you, we'll be glad to take care of dinner for you guys to go on another date.
Aw, that's exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, no Fingers problem.
Crossed.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Time for you to do some sleuthing. Go to Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and in GIF form, guess on what you think went wrong between Amber and Noah.
KZKX969 on Twitter, but please get creative with those GIFs.
Point nine.
And we're trying to help Amber figure out what went wrong between her and Noah. They met at a party. And then hung out there. They also went out for dinner and drinks. And then Ubered back to his place at DoorDash and hung out there too. So far, the guesses that have come in on Twitter, he was just in for the booty with a, looks like I think it's a baboon turning its butt to a kid.
Yeah, I like Becky's. She ate some of his food from DoorDash and it's Joey from Friends. Joey doesn't share food.
And then Harris 564, he fell in a hole while ice fishing.
I mean, honestly...
Feels like there's a story
any
there.
Any guess will take it.
Yeah.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Corey, Ellen, Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Anybody just joining us, we're helping out Amber, who met Noah at a birthday party, like 12 people and friends in a huge house. They got to know each other a little bit better there, and then texting and chatting, and then they went for dinner. Actually, drinks first, and then DoorDash and Uber back
say,
to his
DoorDash,
place.
I
That's
think,
where the dinner was. I had a bottle of wine, watched a movie, snuggled a little bit, did some kissing. And she doesn't. She says she doesn't sleep with the guy on the first date.
Did some kissing.
So she said, good night, I had a great time, call me. He still has not called. And she is not sure why. So we go to work to figure out what the deal is with Noah when we called him.
Hello?
Hi, is this Noah?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, man, it's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. We're the Kix Morning Show.
Oh, damn. Am I on that, I'm on that dating thing.
Yep, the datum.
Darn right, you're that, on that datum thing.
That dating thing that we Yeah, somebody called us about you, buddy.
Yeah, sounds like you might have got
I
robbed.
I think I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Amber called you.
Yeah, Amber did give us a call.
Did she rob you?
And okay, Amber wanted to figure out what went wrong, why you're not texting her back, not getting a hold of her. It sounded like you guys had a pretty good time the two times you hung out.
Yeah, we did. Listen, like, all right, our date was good. Like, she was kind of, you know, she was sweet and sexy, and honestly I thought she was great until like the next day.
Why?
All right, here's the deal. Like, I don't I don't like snoop on women. I'm not going out on a date. Although, like, my buddy told me like I should.
Like, and look, then, like, look after ladies, okay?
We were hanging out the other night, and then like I told him about the date, and then he looked her up on Facebook, and he found a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Oh yeah, like what?
Yeah,
tell us.
I mean, like, all right, Facebook is just so bad. Like, she's not the same person online as she is in person.
Oh really?
Okay.
Like how?
How so though? Like, is it for the better or for worse?
The worst. She's basically, when she's in, when we're hanging out in person, it's just like the complete opposite. Like, I looked at her Facebook and she is just all for Trump and posting all this ridiculous articles about how the election was stolen from us and just attacking anyone who doesn't agree with her. It's ugly.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, So she's right out there in the open, politically posting a lot and stuff, and you're just not really into the whole, posting all of the politics and stuff.
Ooh, I was right, though. She was mad about robbing something or stealing something.
Yes. Was,
you were correct on that. Yes, yeah.
There was an aspect, I suppose.
Nailed it.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you're not into, so let's say a difference in opinion, sure, and then just not really all about the spamming your own page with politics stuff. So you're not interested in that, correct?
Yeah, no. Okay. She did none of this at the party. Like, we didn't talk about politics or anything at the party or nothing. She didn't bring up Trump once. And, like, that's why I'm like, I look at her Facebook. I'm like, how can this be? She's just so mean online.
Yeah.
Like, nasty towards people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, so she was also saying, like, she nasty comments?
Attacking people, huh?
Yeah, she was just being, like, a real, just...
Oh, man.
Like, yeah.
Ass to other people, you know?
Oscar, Nick, did you say him?
Oh, I was going to ask if her excitement level over politics doesn't bleed into real life. Is that something you can overcome? But I assume at some point, and we might have to bring her on to ask, but right. I assume at some point, you know, she ends up having conversations and pushing her agenda on people.
Right. So I can see, let me clarify this. Are you just kind of worried about continuing this? Because that obviously does become a part of a relationship if you do move forward, these types of discussions. So are you just kind of like not interested in even like pursuing it further? Is that what you're saying? And you were trying to shake her? Or are you like wanting to actually maybe figure this out and be able to meet again?
I mean, there's relationships where people, you know, they don't agree politically, but
sure,
yeah,
just the way she was online towards people, I
could totally understand.
That's fair. That is fair, because you can get past things like that potentially.
Yep.
But yeah. If it's her mean spiritedness that's the issue, then maybe we'll see what she has to say.
Yeah, and let's bring Amber in the show. Amber, so we've got Noah, and it really was about your Facebook stuff.
Yeah, and I'm, like, super disappointed and angry that, like, you would go onto my Facebook and then judge a book by, like, the cover. Like,
we all do
of course,
that.
Like, we're all in our houses, and we all know why. So, like, obviously there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracist, but, like, some of you guys, like, have to wake up. Like, this whole year has been stolen from us, and I just don't understand why. I really don't understand. And, like, I can have I have a right to have my voice, my opinion on Facebook, and those are people that I like follow and know. So
right.
If that's how I want to talk and like communicate,
sure.
I'm just like shocked that I'm a good person. I'm nice. I'm super friendly, but like everything that's going on has sucked me off.
Oscar, Nick.
Well, I'll tell you,
hold on, Noah. Yeah, Nick, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, you have every right to feel how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your feelings in this case towards politics. You have to know though, like how you act, especially on social media today, is, I mean, perception's reality for a lot of people.
Right,
and when they see you talking that way, acting that way, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. 4 years ago, when Trump got elected, I punted a few friends
because
they went off the deep end. you know,
one way or the other.
Mad,
yeah.
Mad about Trump getting elected and we're all going to die and here goes our country. And then they started being jerks about it. And there's a lot of people right now being jerks, sounds like, similar to your page,
right,
about Trump losing. And I just, I don't know, man, you got to be careful on that and be careful of those echo chambers because it sounds like you're in one.
I'm not saying like you're not like being a nice person. It's just like your opinions are just way too mean and nasty. It's just, I just, it turned me off like totally, you know, like you can't, you know, you were just so mean to people online. And it just,
is it just hard? It's hard for you to separate that and think that's not how she might be in real life.
Yeah, it's kind of like
it's possible
she might be hiding it, you know.
Okay. All right.
It's tricky.
A lot of people going through
this. This is so real. Whether it be family members, it could be dating, it could be all this stuff. Like our world is,
it is not easy.
Diving into echo chambers.
No,
and people are crazy now.
So what I'm getting here, so I mean, do you guys think this is kind of a little bit of a wash, maybe move separate ways type of thing? Or are you wanting to maybe have a conversation in public, like at a dinner and get to know each other?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Well, Noah, we appreciate you listening to the show, paying attention to the show, and taking our call. And Amber, thank you for getting a hold of us.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to know I have, like, I was almost dating, like, a stalker. So, good to, like,
I'll be honest. Wow. I think a percentage of people have done done some deep lurking on people that they're going to maybe be in a relationship with.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of people that have done that.
But thank you. Yes, thank you for taking our call. And you're correct. No one says that you can't use your platform, say whatever you want.
Right.
So continue doing you. It just sounds like maybe he's not into this.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And one of the first direct messages we got as we were having that conversation is crazy is an understatement for Amber. And it's like, okay, no, it's her platform. She can say whatever she wants to on there. It's her thing.
Scott tweeted, "This is our world now." Kind of sad. This is what Facebook took people to.
Right.
But, you know, I'll be honest. I lurk people all the time.
Well, exactly. That's the thing. I don't think that's crazy.
I think you wouldn't. Yeah, I don't think that's crazy.
That's not crazy at all.
You vet people.
Yeah, you kind of.
That you meet or.
Or if you're going to date somebody, it's like.
If you're going to get to know them maybe romantically.
Right.
You definitely. There's no way. If you don't do it, you somehow find somebody who will do it for you or you'll ask.
Exactly.
There's no way you don't look this person
That's
up.
The thing. It's like social media now is the new norm for doing that kind of thing. Back in the day, it was like you asked a friend of a friend. All right, so what's wrong with Scott?
Maybe, Or maybe you don't and you just live life on the edge.
Right.
And it works out for you just fine. That's cool too.
So yeah. Lurking is not a big deal. You're
really?
Just doing your due diligence on whether or not
you're
see
what
somebody.
A doozy.
Yep.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
I love them and love them. I don't care who knows it.
With Valentine's Day less than a month away, I'm sure there's lots of people trying to figure out what to do for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're thinking of getting a divorce.
What?
Well, this took
a turn.
That's because Powers Law Firm in Crossville, Tennessee, is offering up a most unusual Valentine's Day present. If you and your Valentine are anything but happy, you could win a free divorce.
Oh, my Lanta. That's not a bad idea.
The quote-unquote...
That's great marketing.
...winner... of this giveaway will receive free legal services, even including court filing fees for the marriage they're hoping to terminate.
Oh, no.
The only thing that won't be covered in the fees for a class that parents of minors are required to take when they split up. I've done the parenting plan.
Yeah.
The law firm notes that for some, Valentine's Day is a reminder they are trapped in a marriage they cannot afford to get out of.
In a loveless marriage.
And can't get out of it because they can't afford it. So we're going to take care of that for you.
That's actually a very real thing. And it's very sad,
expensive.
But bittersweet that it's an option.
Right. Luckily enough, the equity of my house was able paying for my divorce.
Well, I know some people who go their separate ways. Just amicably enough that they're able to go out with one last bang. Like, we know someone who's who they ended their marriage, I believe, and they went skydiving to celebrate.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. So the paralegal firm, paralegal at that firm in Tennessee explains that the cost of a divorce can start at more than $1,000, and with the pandemic, lockdowns, and even loss of income, some people may have reached a breaking point and need a way out. So they're offering this opportunity to move on with their lives. But the only caveat is you have to be a resident of Tennessee to be able to get this gift.
Maybe someone's listening right now.
Hey, maybe.
And they are, what is that, like an attorney?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? Maybe there's an attorney listening.
Hey.
I mean, and they're like, you know what? Maybe we'll start something like that here in Lincoln.
I recommend my lawyers at Cordell and Cordell. They were great. They could do this. They should offer this up.
Honestly, that is a way. That is some good marketing right there. I mean, that is their job.
It's brilliant.
That's their job.
Like, if you're going to give away one free divorce, that's not that expensive for you. You can make that flow.
Wow.
Next, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
It's 1996, and you got a movie you want to watch.
Oh, yeah.
This sparked some fun on Facebook and Twitter. We'll get to that next. And more keywords to get in for the 10K Workday. Your word for this hour is TAN, T-A-N. Get on our website at KCKX.com for a chance at 10.
When I wake up, ooh,
wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
In a world where video stores have all but disappeared.
I mean, look at the James Bond section. Every James Bond movie. Every Avatar movie, because, you know, there's just the one so far.
So if you haven't seen it yet, there's an actual...
there's just the one so far.
Actual documentary called The Last Blockbuster, which is in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, yeah. I've
wanted to watch this documentary for a while. I haven't had a chance to see it
yet. I wanted to do the same. I'm glad you mentioned that.
But, and this is just proof positive that people are just looking for an outlet to look and say ridiculous things about ridiculous things. Okay. Because this picture you put up is just silly fodder.
Okay, are you talking about... like throwing it back to 1996 and renting a movie?
Like literally people are looking for an escape and so popping in your
people
head.
People are grasping onto the nostalgia.
Right. The nostalgia. Gotcha. And 1996 was a great year.
It was. It actually was a great movie year.
Yes, it was.
And if you look it up and just type in 1996 movies, you'll see what I'm talking about.
It's ridiculous, the list.
You did already tell us a couple ideas. We asked you, the meme actually says, the year is 1996. It's Friday. You head to Blockbuster with your dad and rent 1 to 2 movies to watch for the weekend. Life is good. And I actually threw in there, don't forget to beg for Pizza Hut on the way home, too.
Right, absolutely.
Because we definitely did that. But essentially, when you were a kid in, like, let's say 1996, or however old you were in 1996, maybe it was you with your kids, what were you always taking home from Blockbuster? What were you always renting? For me, it was a lot of, it was Twister and Matilda. I remember watching the Twister movie so much that my parents finally just bought it, and they had to
seriously.
They replaced it one or two times because I watched it so much the tape was getting like messed up. Starla commented and it agrees with the Matilda part. She said, "And Balto, I forgot about Balto."
Balto was that dog one, right?
Yeah. Let's see. Annie says Lethal Weapon and Spaceballs.
Oh, those were valid. They didn't come out in 96, but it's like those were the movies you go and grab.
You don't have
time.
To go with 1996.
No,
that was just kind of a jumping off point. But
that's funny.
Kristen's right. She says those were the days. And some people even jumped in saying that like they remember getting like treats. Like they would beg for popcorn and another like dots, things like that. I remember taking home boxes of dots too.
Oh, that's valid.
Deirdre says Space Jam and the Land Before Time movies. Yes, I actually forgot. We definitely did Space Jam 2, but I rented just about every Land Before Time movie you could possibly think of.
Oh, yeah. No, every kid was all into Land Before Time.
Yeah. What about you?
96, I was really into like the action movies and comedy movies. Oh, because like this was still one of my favorites when it came out. This one.
Go home. That's your home. Are you too good for your home?
Rented a lot of Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
In 96, because that's when that movie came out. Or this one.
No bees and dogs get smoked here.
Jerry Maguire was a big one for that time, too.
We rented The Arrival. I was that creepy kid that liked...
The Arrival.
Yes.
You did.
I was that creepy kid that wanted to watch all the weird, weird sci-fi movies or like, you know, Destruction, a.k.a. Twister.
Right.
So I was, I don't know, I was in the kids section, don't get me wrong, but Independence Day and stuff like that, I was all about it.
We did get a message from Zach that says, my parents got accused of not returning like 5 movies. They never rented even one at the time. My dad chewed their butt in the store, ripped up the membership card, and we started going to the local place called All the Best Video. This is in California. And he says, it was so cool. They had Nintendo and PlayStation set up so you could rent time to play video games. Was a good way to test out games, too. Also, you could grab candy and stuff, and they sold their old movie posters.
I remember I think it's SureSave, maybe, in Syracuse, Nebraska, when I lived in Unadilla. I remember people, including myself, losing their minds when they finally got DVDs. Because it was a wall of VHSs.
Right.
And then, you know, what seemed like a century later, they finally got the DVDs. But I remember being like, oh, this is so cool. We don't have to drive all the way into Blockbuster or then Hollywood Video 2 just to rent DVDs. We could go like 5 minutes down the road to Syracuse.
Okay. Did that place have a curtain to a different room? Or like the beads door where like all the beads are hanging down?
And the lights, a whole back room.
No. Like best friends of our family at the time went
to a local video store and had
an adult section.
Well, SureSave, and the grocery store in Syracuse did not have that, but I do know what you're talking about.
They lost their 5-year-old son. And they were looking for movies, and all of a sudden, they're like, where did he go? And
he was looking at all the interesting pictures.
He was looking at all the fun photos in the back room.
Anatomy.
So Blockbuster is way safer.
That kid is now a surgeon, because he fell in love with the human body.
Exactly.
Coming up next. Go. Next, with the J.P., Coriel, and Husker Nick
Show.
So
there I was, 5 years old, in the back of this
and that's how I became
video store.
A master of the anatomy. Doctor locally.
Call me doctor.
Blockbuster was like the safe place comparatively to other places.
Uh-huh.
And I wake up.
Ooh. Wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Garth Brooks will perform Wednesday at the inauguration. Reba's boyfriend is just too sweet. And speaking of Reba, Carly Pierce wishes to join the ranks of her and Dolly someday.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Garth Brooks will perform as part of the swearing-in ceremonies for Joe Biden's inauguration tomorrow. He announced it yesterday during a press conference.
This is kind of how I get to serve this country. Our father served as a United States Marine in the Korean War. I had brothers that served in the Air Force and the Army. This is my chance to get to serve.
Very cool for him.
Yeah, he also kind of joked that he, quote, might be the only Republican at this place. He played for every president there is since Carter, with the exception of Reagan. He thinks it's an honor as long as his family's around. He says no matter who the president-elect is, it will be an honor to be asked.
Right.
And he's so far performed at them. The difference is, though, Garth performed the Barack Obama 2008 swearing-in, but unfortunately wasn't able to make Trump's inauguration because he was in the middle of a worldwide tour.
Oh, that's right.
So just to, like, throw that in there so people, aren't like, well, you aren't at Trump's, you know. It's like, well, I was in the middle of a worldwide tour. Otherwise, it was still an honor to have been asked, and he would have done it.
So. And a Republican, he probably would have been there, no problem.
Yeah, with bells on.
Right.
But hey, so anyway, so tomorrow added to that list of the who, what, when, where, why's of the inauguration.
Big group of people.
Yeah. Reba McEntire and her actor boyfriend Rex Lynn are still just hanging out, just chilling, honestly. She posted a picture, or he actually did. He posted the picture of them just sitting in chairs outdoors, taking in the scenery. She's got her back to him, and the caption says, two beautiful redheads down by the creek today, because in the distance was a cardinal in a tree.
Aww.
So it just, I had to throw it in
there.
They're
adorable.
It's so dang cute. Like, Reba, get it, girl.
I mean, like, this guy, the two of them are great together, and he's the CSI guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
CSI Miami.
Wait, isn't he a redhead too?
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of hair left.
It's three redheads. Well,
his mustache is red. There you go.
Now, Morgan Wallen, we know he's pretty outspoken, known to be the rowdy country music star of 2021, and kind of lives his life almost in the way that Eric Church did. There's a little bit of similarities there. And if that's something that you've noticed, well, it's not by mistake. Morgan Wallen loves Eric Church. He has said this a trillion times. Eric Church was one of the original stars that got him into country music in the first place. Morgan told Billboard magazine, quote, "His realness, raw emotion, and authenticity drew me in." And he'd really just been living more of the country music lifestyle more than he was, like, listening to it truly.
Right.
Before getting into Eric Church's material. And it's cool because it's reciprocated. Eric Church has a lot of praise for Morgan Wallen himself. He says, quote, "He's real damn good and he's authentic. That's the key."
And they actually got to work together on the song
Quitting
Time.
And they did work together, yep.
Which is the final song on the double album, which is amazing.
I can only imagine there was a moment where Morgan Wallen had to fangirl, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, Carly Pearce, speaking of Reba McEntire, hopes one day to have a career like Dolly and Reba. Both have successfully hosted award shows. And that's something Carly would love to try to do one day as well. She recently did host a night at the Opry, and it's definitely given her the hosting bug.
I mean, I look at the two ladies to me that are just really showing me what I want to do as far as being someone in the industry is Dolly and Reba, and they do it best. I would love to start to kind of tap into that. I didn't throw up, pass out, or die on stage at the Opry, so I feel like that was a good just starter for me.
Yeah, you're good.
I think she would make a wonderful addition to any award show. For she's sure. She's well on her way to making waves in the industry anyways, and she obviously, you can tell she's got a sense of humor and she's funny. So
yeah, for sure.
I bet she'll be like one of the rising award show hosts.
Yeah, she can do it just like Carrie Underwood or anybody else.
Yeah, with the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix 96.9.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick.
Amber wants to get together with a guy she met at a party. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
So, Hello. Break it down for us. you guys met at a party?
Yes. So, okay. Met at a party, actually. I mean, don't judge us. It was a super small birthday party.
We aren't.
There was a huge house. We were all spread out. So, yes. But
okay.
We had a party.
And you all had hazmat suits on. We get it.
But, yeah, I mean, we just started talking and just sort of hit it off.
Okay.
Both of us recently got out of long-term relationships. So that kind of, we connected on that. And then the next day, he texted me. And we chatted back and forth. And he asked me out for drinks to get to know each other a little bit better. And we had a really good time. I mean, we just sat, talked, drank, laughed, flirted. I mean, it was super exciting. I cannot think of anything that went wrong.
Okay.
So you haven't heard from him much or what?
Yeah, so after that, I mean, we ordered DoorDash. We went back to this place. We ate, enjoyed a bottle of wine.
Solid choice.
There was some snuggling. We even kissed, but that was it. Because I don't sleep with guys on the first date.
Okay.
Said goodbye, we had a great time, and to call me, and like nothing. He still hasn't called me, he hasn't even texted me for that matter. Like, everything, I don't understand. Like, I thought everything was super sweet and romantic, and I am not sure what's going on. He didn't seem like a get in my pants type of date. I don't think that would have turned him off.
Okay.
Okay.
When you guys were snuggling, you didn't have really cold feet and put them on his legs, and he's like, man, I can't have an entire lifetime of this.
That's a form
already.
Of, like, punishment.
Yeah. You have to get used to that.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, I've racked my brain.
Huh. Well, you said you had a bottle of wine. I mean, we always go back to this whole thing, but it's like, did you get a little...
True serum?
I don't know, yeah. Or did he get a little, like, turned up and you're like, okay, and he got embarrassed maybe? Or
ooh,
I don't know.
That's possible.
I mean, we got a little bit tipsy, but I didn't think either of us got, like, sloshed.
Okay.
Right. Interesting. And it was at his place, not your place, so it's nothing to scare him away from your place.
No.
Okay.
You didn't steal anything from him, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you get sticky fingers? Sometimes people get a little bit of a
five-finger discount.
They get a little zhuzh in them. Like, rob the guy? Stuff.
You didn't take something from his house, did you?
Did you rob him? I don't think she would have. She's not going to call a radio station and say she robbed somebody.
You guys.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Actually, yeah.
That's a factual statement.
How many times are like, well, I didn't realize, but I punched him square in the nose. And it didn't occur to me that that's why he didn't want to go on another date.
That was a great impression, too.
We can figure this out for you. Right, we'll try to connect dots.
Yeah, Amber, we'll give Noah a call and see if he'll talk with us about things. And if we can sort things out for you, we'll be glad to take care of dinner for you guys to go on another date.
Oh, that's exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, no Finger problem. Crossed.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Time for you to do some sleuthing. Go to Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and in GIF form, guess on what you think went wrong between Amber and Noah.
KZKX969 on Twitter, but please get creative with those GIFs.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Anybody just joining us, we're helping out Amber, who met Noah at a birthday party, like 12 people and friends in a huge house. They got to know each other a little bit better there, and then texting and chatting, and then they went for dinner. Actually, drinks first, and then DoorDash and Uber back to his place. DoorDash, that's where the dinner was. I had a bottle of wine, watched a movie, snuggled a little bit, did some kissing. And she doesn't. She says she doesn't sleep with the guy on the first date.
Did some kissing.
So she said good night. I had a great time. Call me. He still has not called, and she is not sure why. So we go to work to figure out what the deal is with Noah when we called him.
Hello.
Hi, is this Noah?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, man, it's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. We're the Kix Morning Show.
Oh, damn. Am I on that dating thing?
Yep, the datum.
Darn right, you're on datum thing.
That dating thing that we... Yeah. Somebody called us about you, buddy.
Yeah, sounds like you might have got robbed.
I think I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Amber called you.
Yeah, Amber did give us a call.
Did she rob you?
And Amber wanted to figure out what went wrong, why you're not texting her back, not getting a hold of her. It sounded like you guys had a pretty good time the two times you hung out.
Yeah, we did. Listen, our date was good. Like, she was kind of, you know, she was sweet and sexy, and honestly, I thought she was great until, like, the next day.
Why?
All right, here's the deal. Like, I don't like, snoop on women. I'm not going out on a date. Although, like, my buddy told me, like, I should.
Like, and look after ladies, okay?
We were hanging out the other night, and then, like, I told him about the date, and then he looked her up on Facebook, and he found a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Yeah.
Tell us.
I mean, like, all right, Facebook is just so bad. Like, she's not the same person online as she is in person.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Like how?
How so, though? Like, is it for the better or for worse?
The worse. She's basically, when we're hanging out in person, it's just, like, the complete opposite. Like, I looked at her Facebook, and she is just all for Trump and posting all this ridiculous articles about how the election was stolen from us and just attacking anyone who doesn't agree with her. It's ugly.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, So she's right out there in the open, politically posting a lot and stuff, and you're just not really into the whole... posting all of the politics and stuff.
Ooh, I was right, though. She was mad about robbing something or stealing something.
You were correct on that.
There was an aspect, I suppose.
Nailed it.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you're not into... So let's say a difference in opinion, sure, and then just not really all about the spamming your own page with politics stuff. So you're not interested in that, correct?
Yeah, no. Okay. She did none of this at the party. Like, we didn't talk about politics or anything at the party or nothing. She didn't bring up Trump once. And like, that's why I'm like, I look at her Facebook. I'm like, how can this be? She's just so mean online, nasty towards people.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so she was saying, she was also saying like she nasty comments,
attacking people, huh?
Yeah, she was just being like a real, ass to other people, you know.
Oscar, Nick, did you say him?
Oh, I was gonna ask if her excitement level over politics doesn't bleed into real life. Is that something you can overcome? But I assume at some point, and we might have to bring her on to ask, but I assume at some point, you know, she ends up having conversations and pushing her agenda on people.
Right. So I can see, okay, so let me clarify this. Are you just kind of worried about continuing this? Because that obviously does become a part of a relationship if you do move forward, these types of discussions. So are you just kind of like not interested in even like pursuing it further? Is that what you're saying? And you were trying to shake her? Or are you like wanting to actually maybe figure this out and be able to meet again?
I mean, my God, there's relationships where people, you know, they don't agree politically, but
sure,
yeah,
just the way she was online towards people, I could totally understand that.
That's fair. That is fair because you can get past things like that potentially. If it's her mean spiritedness that's the issue, then maybe we'll see what she has to say.
Yeah, let's bring Amber in the show. Amber, so we've got Noah, and it really was about your Facebook stuff.
Yeah, and I'm, like, super disappointed and angry that, like, you would go onto my Facebook and then judge a book by, like, the cover. Like,
we all do
of
that.
Course, like, we're all in our houses, and we all know why. So, like, obviously there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and I don't want to sound like a conspiracist, but, like, some of you guys, like, have to wake up. Like, this whole year has been stolen from us, and I just don't understand why. I really don't understand. And, like, I can have I have a right to have my voice, my opinion on Facebook, and those are people that I like follow and know. So
right.
If that's how I want to talk and like communicate.
Sure.
I'm just like shocked that I'm a good person. I'm nice. I'm super friendly, but like everything that's going on, it sucks me off.
Oscar, Nick.
Well, I'll tell you,
Nick, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you have every right to feel how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your feelings in this case towards politics. You have to know, though, like, how you act, especially on social media today, perception's reality for a lot of people.
Right,
and when they see you talking that way, acting that way, I mean, I'm not going to lie, 4 years ago when Trump got elected, I punted a few friends
because
they went off the deep end. You know,
one way or the other,
mad about Trump getting elected and we're all going to die and here goes our country. And then they started being jerks about it. And there's a lot of people right now being jerks, sounds like, similar to your page, about Trump losing. And I don't know, man, you got to be careful on that and be careful of those echo chambers because it sounds like you're in one.
I'm not saying like you're not like being a nice person. It's just like your opinions are just way too mean and nasty. It's just, it turned me off, like, totally, you know, like, you can't, you know, you were just so mean to people online that
it's hard for you to separate that and think that's not how she might be in real life?
Yeah, it's kind of like,
it's possible.
She might be hiding it, you know?
Okay. All right.
This is tricky.
A lot of people go through
this. This is so real. Whether it be family members, it could be dating, it could be all this stuff. Like, our world is,
it is not easy.
Diving into echo chambers. No, people are crazy now.
So, what I'm getting here. So, I mean, do you guys think this is kind of a little bit of a wash, maybe move separate ways type of thing? Or are you wanting to maybe have a conversation in public, like out at dinner and get to know each other?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, Noah, we appreciate you listening to the show, paying attention to the show, and taking our call. And Amber, thank you for getting a hold of us.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to know. I have like I was almost dating like a stalker, so good to like.
I'll be honest. I think a percentage of people have done have done some deep lurking on people that they're going to maybe be in a relationship with.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of people that have done that.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for taking our call. And you're you're correct. No one says that you can't use your platform, say whatever you want.
Right.
So continue doing you. It just sounds like maybe he's not into this.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
Coming up next.
Yo!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, coming up more, including Tasty Tuesday.
Tasty Tuesday.
And things you are binging. Plus, more opportunities at getting in for the 10K workday. Your word for this hour is motel. Get on our website at kckx.com for your chance to win 10 grand.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
Ooh. Yummy,
yeah. Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy,
that yummy popcorn.
It's a Tasty Tuesday, and we're going popcorn?
Yeah, like that yummy, yummy treat that you must have with your movie nights. We were talking about blockbuster movie nights earlier in the show. Nothing goes better with a movie night than popcorn. Pizza, maybe, though. I mean, I can see pizza.
Yeah, I can see pizza,
but today is National Popcorn Day. To get your fix, go to like a local popcorn joint or something. We're asking you. Yeah, Colby Ridge is one. Yeah. We're asking you on Facebook, KX969, where's your favorite spot to get the fresh goods in Lincoln? So far, quite a bit for Simply Amazing popcorn and snacks. I have not had it yet. I've had Maze popcorn.
Ah, yeah. That's a good one, too.
Yep. And then you said Colby Ridge. There are plenty of places that you can find it. Topper Popper is right by where I live.
Oh, Topper Popper is great. I mean, it looks like a divey little place, but
I'll
it
be
is
honest,
phenomenal
without
food.
Without being I don't want to be rude, but it definitely looks like a spot that maybe you wouldn't want to go
it,
in.
It looks sketch, but it's really, really good, and the people that work there are awesome.
Yes. Give it a go. It does look
it's
a little sketch
it.
From the
Absolutely
outside. Well, sometimes
it.
You wonder if it's open because it just kind of always looks closed.
Right. That is a factual statement. And the ceiling, the roof is a little weird on it. Yeah. It's like kind of sketchy looking, but they're it's not Blizzards. It's like
Wizards.
Wizards, that's what it is.
They're called Wizards.
And the Wizards are actually, I think, a little bit better than Derek's. I mean, it just depends on the day.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're looking for a spot to go for some National Popcorn Day treats, you can tell us where your spot is or get those suggestions on Facebook, KX969. I think popcorn goes really well with movie nights.
Right.
Kind of like Frisco burgers from Hardee's go with road trips.
Or like right after a concert.
Those two are synonymous. I had to throw that in there because I heard there was a Hardee's. When does that
open?
Wait,
what?
I don't know. I don't know. I heard there was a Hardee's.
You cannot mess with me like that.
I'm sorry. I literally heard people talking about it, but who knows? Who knows?
Because college Hardee's in Crete was all you could eat biscuits and gravy was open 24 hours.
Because I mean, the closest Hardee's is
the one about I-80 by the Sapp Brothers.
Right. Because we used to always eat there after CenturyLink's.
Don't mess with me on this.
CHI Health Center shows.
Oh, if there was a Hardee's opening up in this town, I am there day one.
I could have heard him wrong. I don't know, but I heard that there was supposed
to be one
coming.
Oh, for the love of God, please, somebody open up a Hardee's. I will be. I'm not kidding. The Frisco burger
is so good.
My jam and has been for years.
We would even eat at Hardee's on the way back from dropping off the campers at Country Stampede. Mm-hmm. You, me, and Rob would eat there on Father's Day.
It's always
I would spend Father's Day with you eating Hardee's.
We were trying to get out of the concert just in time to be able to get the Hardee's at the I-80 Side Brothers, and then they were closed. I'm like, no!
How about this? Even if that's not the case, somebody open up a Hardee's, but make it like a dual joint so you can get Hardee's on one side and then like a popcorn place on the other.
Get a hold of our general manager right now and make sure she knows that somebody is thinking about building the Hardee's here.
Speak it into existence.
It's going to happen.
Either way.
Oh, that's the best news of the day. That and the Muppets. I'm good now.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
Our summer streets and the pavements are burning, I say.
In the 1980s, we were proud of the city.
L.A. was glamorous, but if you went around to the other side, L.A. could be a very dark place.
You got us a serial killer.
Oh, no doubt about again.
It. This was a pretty sick individual.
The so-called Night Stalker who has terrorized California.
It's so good.
It is incredible. I binge watched it. I will tell you, people have said they wanted to know ahead of time that there were going to be some graphic images.
Right.
But I don't know. I feel like I've seen worse scenes made up in movies.
I have to agree that so if you don't know what's going on, it's Richard Ramirez, who is the Night Stalker in 1986.
An insane serial killer, but this man was all over the place.
Bad
men,
dude.
Women, children, couples. It was a bad deal.
Right. And so Netflix has a 4-part series on it. That if you didn't know anything about it, it's very cool to watch and see. But if you do know about it, then it's like, yeah, you want to see this.
Yes.
I reached out to some family members because they were living in Burbank in 1986.
Crazy.
And it was such a scary time.
Yes.
Because at first, nobody really knew anything about it. Except for like some series here and there. And then when it just popped up all of a sudden, and like now there's 8, 9, 10 murders and kidnappings and whatnot.
Back then, and anybody who listens to true crime stuff or watches true crime stuff, you might know this, but obviously back in that time, there was no like mass communication among departments and stuff.
Right.
It was more or less like who can get the attaboy first, and it's probably still like that, sure. Well,
and unfortunately, the attaboy screwed up. Catching him twice.
Yes, exactly. So basically there was no, kind of like Ted Bundy, there was no communication between departments, so they didn't even know that this thing was serially happening in your own backyards or neighboring states and cities and stuff. So anyways, the Night Stalker docu-series, it's incredible. There are legitimate crime scene photos from the attacks that happened that are censored and whatnot, but I don't know. Yes, if you read stuff that says it's graphic and some people are
it
like,
is. No, you don't want to watch this around your kids.
Gross.
But
whatever.
As an adult, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I think it's definitely worth a watch. That's just a small blip in the storyline. They use a lot of, they tell the story very emotionally and factually.
Oh, for certain.
And it's the lead detectives on the case and how it affected their families, even in their home life. It's just so good. It is thrilling. And this is if this goes to show what this whole year is going to be like with what Netflix is releasing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. On Friday, because, they are releasing the 70 movies, one at least every week in 2021. This
one
Friday
blockbuster every week,
comes out. It's The White Tiger. And the next Friday, there are two, Finding Ohana and The Dig.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, we're keeping tabs on some of these movies.
If you get a chance to, Night Stalker's absolutely worth watching. The way they present it, you feel like you're in the room when he walks in. And sidebar, the casting of the Night Stalker in 1984, An American Horror Story.
So good.
Spot on.
Crazy.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
You're a Pokemon freak, aren't you?
I am. Pokemon Go!
You play that game still a lot?
I still play it a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know what? It's like, do your thing. Don't crumb on people for... I'm not saying you're crumbing on
me. And I think it's a good exercise. You're out walking around trying to find the Pokemon characters.
I just
on
like
the game.
Surprises. If I was born in this era with all of these surprise toys hitting the shelves, I would go nuts.
You'd have been nuts.
I like to be surprised.
So there's a dude in England that was playing some Pokemon Go, and he got arrested and fined for playing it. Well, he broke the strict COVID-19 lockdown restrictions to go catch them all.
To go catch them all? Hey, I don't blame him, kind of. I would hate to be somewhere and then see how close, like, a rare Pokemon was to you, or someone that you don't have in your Pokedex, and then want to like go catch
it. I'm wearing my mask. I'm trying to be social distance, but there's a official lockdown restriction that were going on. So the guy admitted he traveled 14 miles from his home to play the mobile game.
What?
He's traveling.
Okay, that's
around
a little different than just like stepping outside.
Yeah. So he was officially fined for ignoring the requirement to not leave or be outside the place they live without a reasonable excuse.
And this is, I'm sorry, without a reasonable excuse? By whose standards?
Right.
This is in the UK, you said, with like a full-blown lockdown?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Well, then he's being a dummy. He shouldn't have done that, but
So you do think he's in trouble? I mean,
he should. Like, yeah,
if he was
I would not risk a $270 fine just to play Pokemon Go. You can play that from your couch.
Do you think he could fight that in front of a judge? It's like, hey, listen, I was getting exercise. I had my mask on the entire time. I didn't talk to anybody.
Maybe if he dressed
up. I was just on my phone playing Pokemon Go.
Maybe if he dressed up in a full like Pokemon trainer outfit and made them think that he was like bonkers.
Like for a real Pokemon Go.
They might just
want to
get rid of him and go, okay, whatever, just go home. But
just get out of here. Just go.
That is not surprising to me in the least. But I would not risk a $270 fine just to go catch him.
Not going to happen.
No.
Right, but like today, maybe.
No.
One big thing is it could shape up to be a great year if we get a Hardee's.
I would definitely spend a portion of my paycheck at a Hardee's if we had one in Lincoln.
Hey, so it was earlier that we were talking about, it was National Popcorn Day. And then you were talking about how popcorn
kind of went
goes
off
perfect
on a
with
tangent.
Movies. And we ended up over on this like side road talking about Hardee's and the perfect thing for a road trip or after a concert.
It's a Frisco burger.
Frisco
for sure.
Burger for sure, out of all of them. But now you've heard of possibility of a Hardee's being built here in Lincoln.
And I want to know if that's true because I literally just heard it basically in passing, but then I started immediately like my mouth was watering and then I started dreaming up of the menu. I know. So isn't there one actually even closer or at least equidistant? Isn't there one in
Someone
Syracuse?
Someone says one's in Syracuse. Is that closer than the I-80 Side Brothers one?
I don't know. I think they're about the same, maybe.
I'm just saying, if we can get a Hardee's around here, and if that is happening, and whoever is the person behind this, please come forward and let us know.
Right?
Because I will be at your front door day one. I mean, opening day, I will be camping out in front of the Hardee's waiting for it. Because
yes.
It's absolutely one of my favorite
Can you
places.
Volunteer at a Hardee's
right.
is the best question.
Is that a thing? I volunteer
I'll be a door greeter.
To greet people at the Hardee's or through the drive-thru. Because, yeah, I mean, that's where we lived in college because we had one in Crete.
Watch.
And it was
just
open 24 hours.
Duped. Oh, I'll cry.
I hope we're not being duped. I wanted that to happen.
Or if it wasn't like a Hardee's, like, what would you want to see here?
Like a Whataburger would be cool.
I've never had a Whataburger.
In-N-Out would be good.
I've had White Castle.
White Castle would be okay.
Not all that it's chalked up to be, I don't think, but whatever. Just the idea of having it would be cool.
Variety's fun. And if I can't, I'm going to, golly, Hardee's would be amazing. Since we don't
have
one.
Are you drooling? Are you okay?
I'm okay. Since we don't have one, I'll just go get a runs because it's Temperature Tuesday.
Oh, Temperature Tuesday!
That's a
real big thing.
All right. I'll be sticking around till noon today, filling in for Meg. Tomorrow we'll be back with more, including couples therapy. If you missed today's show, including Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, catch on our podcast at KZKX.com. See you.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Turn this up loud.
I just love them. They're fun.